Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website, which is www.theorganicview.com. If you have any questions or would like to connect with us, you can simply post a question on our wall on Facebook, send us a tweet to @TheOrganicView, or contact me directly at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Today's show is sponsored by Eden Foods, one of the most trusted names in certified organic clean foods. Listeners of the Organic View Radio Show can receive 20% off any regularly priced items, excluding cases. Simply enter the coupon code ORGVIEW when prompted during checkout. That's ORGVIEW. For more special offers, please visit our website at www.theorganicview.com. On today's show, I have the pleasure of welcoming back Dr. Henk Tennekees, who is the author of a book called A Disaster in the Making, which basically blew the whistle on the impact of neonicotinoids. And also joining me today is Mr. Tom Theobald, who's a well-known bee advocate. We're going to be talking about some very exciting news in the Netherlands, as well as some recent developments in the United States. So I'd like to welcome to the show Dr. Henk Tennekees and Tom Theobald. Good afternoon, Hank, and welcome back to the show.
Hello, June. Hello, Tom.
And also joining me today is Tom Theobald. Good afternoon, Tom, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, June. Hi, Hank. I'm looking forward to it, as always.
I'd like to begin with Dr. Tennekees. Dr. Tennekees, could you please share the exciting news with our audience about what happened regarding neonicotinoids in the Netherlands?
Yeah. Well, basically, last year, three neonicotinoids were banned. Well, a certain amount of applications were banned. Canola, for example, and cotton and maize, and corn, and a few other applications. But basically, 80% of neonicotinoid use was unaffected. There was still a huge remaining amount of neonicotinoids. And the Party for the Animals in Holland submitted a motion in the Dutch Parliament asking for a total ban on neonicotinoids in agriculture and also in horticulture and whatever. So total complete ban on neonicotinoids. And that motion last night got a majority, thanks to the Social Democrats who voted for the motion. So this is, Holland is now the first country that is going to ban the neonicotinoids altogether. So that's wonderful news. Great achievement of many parliamentarians that worked very hard to achieve this goal.
What is it like to know that you've worked so incredibly hard to raise awareness and to see this come to fruition?
I'm very grateful for the support that I got from people like you and Tom and all the people that helped me in raising awareness about the risks of neonicotinoids. I also had good relations with a number of Dutch MPs in Parliament. At the end of the day, you know, it's a wonderful feeling, but it also makes you realize how tough a fight this has been to achieve this goal. But thankfully, we've been out of point of no return. I think Holland will ban the neonics, and I think a lot of European countries are likely to follow suit. I think of countries like Italy and France; they're probably going to follow the Dutch example. So this will be an unstoppable move, I think. I think it's very important that Holland has achieved this goal of banning the neonicotinoids altogether.
Thank you. And Tom, there's some exciting news coming out of the United States. Could you take a moment and explain to our audience what's happened?
Well, sure, June. We're taking some small steps, nothing as dramatic as this, but you have to start somewhere. Just recently, the town of Eugene, Oregon, passed a ban on neonicotinoids. That's the first town municipality in the country to do that, so that's certainly a good step. The Oregon legislature really shrunk from their responsibility to do anything, however, in response to the huge bumblebee kill of last year. But nevertheless, Boulder, Colorado, only 6 miles from my own hometown, has recently made the decision not to use the neonicotinoids nor recommend the use of neonicotinoids for a recent invasion of the emerald ash borer. So that's a step in the right direction. And the Minnesota legislature is considering a bill that would place the burden for damages on the users of the pesticides, the applicators, not the beekeepers, and the beekeepers would be compensated for those damages just as you would in any other case where your property had been damaged. So it's hard to say where that's going to go, but that's certainly the right kind of thinking, I believe. At a national level, it hasn't been so good. The EPA continues their public relations posturing, presenting steps supposed to protect the pollinators, which in fact do exactly the opposite. And the most egregious of those have been the recent label changes. Since the inception of the EPA, there's been what has been called a bee hazard. And this was designed to protect the pollinating insects from these agricultural chemicals. It said essentially, do not apply this product or allow it to drift to blooming crops or weeds if bees are visiting the area to be treated. And what the EPA has done under the guise of addressing the new family of neonicotinoids has essentially gutted that law. They have restated the law, essentially, but then they have given a whole series of exceptions under which the law would not apply. And I think it's a grievous situation here that needs to be addressed immediately. We have a regulatory agency that it gives every appearance that they're doing their best to subvert and undermine the laws that they're charged with upholding and enforcing. And someone needs to take some action here. These people are completely out of control.
What do you think would be a more appropriate action, Tom?
Well, I think that we ought to have some sensible regulations of these pesticides. In the case of the neonicotinoids, I've said for a long, long time, there is no safe use of this family of pesticides. They are the plutonium of pesticides. With the others, though, there are pesticides that can be used much more safely and much more cautiously, but there has to be laws and regulations which determine how they're going to be used. And what we have here is every evidence that this is what you get if the criminals are writing the laws that address their crimes. Someone needs to step in here and begin to exercise some good sense.
What advice do you have for any of the commercial beekeepers that may tune into this segment?
Well, a lot of these people are my friends, and I'm very concerned about what the future holds for them. They have to stop being so cooperative. They have to start standing up for their rights, because if they don't do that, they're going to be out of business, in my view. And I say that acknowledging that I'm a smaller scale commercial beekeeper. I don't have nearly as much at risk as these people do. And beekeeping could pass for me and my life would go on. It's not quite the same where you have a family business where you have second and third generations in the business. This is a tragic situation. We need to wake up to this.
Thank you, Tom. Hopefully the commercial beekeepers or perhaps even their friends and family will think about what you've said and decide, you know, we need to do something. It is getting to become too late for many of the commercial beekeepers out there who are basically shutting down their operations left and right. So something definitely has to change. Tom, thank you so much. And Hank, I also just want to take a moment to say thank you for taking some time to share the good news with our audience.
Great pleasure, June. Thank you for so much for giving me this opportunity.
Good to talk with you again, Hank, and thanks for everything you've done.
Well, it's been a great pleasure. And I wish you all the success that is needed to be successful with the neonicotinoid stoma in June. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hank.
And folks, thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about the impact of neonicotinoids, I highly recommend that you read Dr. Tenekis' book, A Disaster in the Making. It's available online, or you can also order it, I do believe, through Amazon.com. Have a great day, everyone.